is coming due. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Phil in Montreal. And Phil, before I let you take back the microphone here, the reality is that eventually somebody stands up against a repressive government and says, you know, this is really kind of messed up. But unless the entire population is already primed and ready to respond, it's going to go nowhere. If Batista in Cuba had not crushed the Cuban people down and kept them in poverty in order to sell their agricultural produce to United Fruit and PepsiCo at way below market prices, when Castro stood up and says, I think we ought to overthrow Batista, the rest of the Cuban people would have said, you're out of your mind. Get out of here. And Castro would have stayed a farmer over there in the eastern end of the island. When the Romanian Revolution broke out, and that's a good example of a leaderless revolution. 2 weeks before it all came apart, if you'd been watching, wandering around Romania and saying, well, they got TV cameras on all the streetlights, and, you know, Ceausescu's really kind of a jerk, but the Romanian people seem okay with it. And then all of a sudden it took a spark, and the whole country blew up, and 2 weeks later he was machine gunned to death on Romanian national television. Egypt was the same way. The CIA's big fancy schmancy computer prediction system absolutely missed it. It started with an attempt by Mubarak's interior minister to bomb a Coptic church and frame Muslims for it to keep the Christians and Muslims fighting at each other. And they figured out who really did it. And that happened, I think it was on New Year's. And from that to the overthrow of Mubarak just went. And these things, when they happen, they happen only because the entire country is ready for it to happen. You can't have somebody come in and say, oh, yeah, you know, this is a great day. Let's go overthrow the government and get millions and millions of people responding. You know, you can fake it. We saw that during the Iranian coup. In fact, just a week ago, we had this ludicrous video that Fox News kept running showing it was an anti-Ahmadinejad protest with lots of people. And yet the signs they're holding show Netanyahu as Satan and Obama as a puppet. And we caught the BBC last year outright lying about photos of a pro-Ahmadinejad rally captioning it as anti-Ahmadinejad. And they'd crop it to take him out of there, and they put it out there to basically sell the idea that this is a huge mass uprising, but it wasn't really there. There was another video came out of Tehran a few days ago where they're saying hundreds of thousands of people in the street, and yet in the video it's like maybe 20, and it's cropped really tight. And when you see that, you know somebody's swimming to you, because if there's really 100,000 people in the streets, you get up high, you go wide, and you show all the people. Remember what Liberation Square in Cairo looked like just before Mubarak fell? It was just solid people as far as the eye could see. So the reality is that when you're dealing with these mass popular uprisings, they tend to be pretty much genuine. Yes, people will come in and hijack them and attempt to hijack them. Sometimes they'll succeed. Sometimes they won't. They seem to be failing pretty much in Egypt, and I think that's why Israel and the United States are just in an absolute panic right now. So I'm sorry I talked through the first segment here. We've got about 45 seconds before commercial. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Phil?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, I think that the people of the United States are not at that point yet.
Well, again, you never know. Like I said, 2 weeks before Romania, you would have said the Romanian people are okay with this thing. You know, a month before it happened,
yeah,
the official national security intelligence estimate said the people with Egypt were okay with Mubarak. You don't know when it's going to happen. It could happen just that fast here in the United States of America. It could. We don't know. And I think the very worst mistake our government could do is sit around assuming that because the American people have been very quiet up to this point, that we're going along with this thing. Remember what Isoroku Yamamoto said about Americans. Slow giant, slow to rouse, but once awake, filled with a terrible resolve. Thank you for the call, Phil. We'll be back with Mark in Georgia after these words from our sponsors.
The The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Which meaning of the word aloha are you using? Because I think that's like saying dude in California. Where
I'm using it with the hello, how are you, come in, have a piece of fruit kind of greeting thing.
Oh, okay, good for you. Okay. Yes, I think the one thing we need to be clear about is that the most power any people anywhere have is to deal with the problems that are most local. The only place where we should actively look for sin is in our own hearts and our own minds, and beyond that, recognize it when you see it. Because the thing is, we tend to project in other people. Well, if I fix that problem over there, then I don't have to deal with my own problems in my own skin. And that's where Satan typically trips us up by getting us into distraction.
Okay,
we need
Mark,
to fight the boogeyman over
Mark,
there.
Mark,
yes.
I can absolutely assure you that I have never operated
an
investment brokerage that screwed my investors out of $65 billion. And so I'm not going to go looking into my own heart to find out why Bernie Madoff with the loot is a criminal.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not meaning you personally. I mean all of us.
Without including me in there. And, you know, the reality is there are some very evil people, and political power attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it, but they get
in
anyway.
Yes, the founders were very clear about that.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much. I did not want to get off onto Satan and gazing within to find the evil. And I'm not saying that I'm a good human being. I'm nobody's idea of a saint. But the evils that afflict our nation and our planet are brought about by individuals in positions of power who use those positions of power to attract wealth and more power to them at the expense of everybody around them. I don't have a problem with people who want to become rich by their own work and creativity and inventiveness. I do have a problem with systems that are set up to simply extract wealth from vast areas of the population and put it into their pocket just by automatic default, the Federal Reserve being an obvious classic case there. All right, phone lines are empty at the moment. And let's see here. Anti-government protests are continuing in Bahrain. Like I said, this is kind of going all over the place here. As you know, we had that horrible situation over the weekend where the royal family of Bahrain ordered their army to open fire on protesters with automatic weapons, machine guns. And it reminded a lot of people of the Amritsar massacre in India when Gandhi was trying to free them from foreign domination. And it did, in fact, signal the turnaround point, because from Amritsar to Britain's final surrender and departure, it was just assumed. After Amritsar, it was just a matter of time before Britain was going to be forced to surrender control over India. And the same thing, of course, a lot of other people, the machine gunning of protesters in Bahrain reminded a lot of us of Kent State, for those of us old enough to remember that atrocity at the hands of the U.S. government. Now, over in Pakistan, talking about things just, you know, all over the world here, as you know, that situation in where the embassy employee, who may also have been an employee of Blackwater, Z, whatever they call themselves now, is also outed as a CIA agent, and they're, you know, even the U.S. government is now confirming he is a CIA contractor. This is why the U.S. wants to get him back before he is persuaded to spill the beans about something important going on in Pakistan. That might actually bring down the government of Pakistan, because the people of Pakistan do not want their government kowtowing to the United States of America any longer. And so it's another case of literally putting another friend to the U.S. in trouble in order to deal with these goofs in foreign policies here. Saudi Arabia is saying that they're prepared to support the Bahrain royal family by any means necessary, implying the use of military force with all those wonderful little warplanes and weapons they get from the United States. That could trigger a revolt in Saudi Arabia. It's just one right after the other, just one domino after another. And I know we're hearing in these phone calls a lot of denial and a lot of wishing not to understand what's going on. But the hard reality of the present situation is that Americans are confronting, and I heard this whole last weekend listening to people at the restaurant, Americans are having to confront the ugly reality of U.S. foreign policy around the world, that for all of our talk about democracy and human rights and all these other things we want to feel good about, the reality is that the United States government is propping up and benefiting from some of the worst tyrants in history. We are in many ways like the ancient, like the Romans, where there was Rome itself, and then there were all the other little nations that were sort of enslaved to it, the provinces, that sort of had an identity of being their own nation, like Great Britain, but were still considered part of Rome. And we're in the same situation right now, where the United States has been extending its empire all over the world to all these provincial nations that are more or less under U.S. control, because the U.S. government bribes the leaders with your tax money and gets some benefit back from those leaders, like not attacking Israel, which was the case with Hosni Mubarak. And when Rome started to fall, the symptom that it was falling was the provinces beginning to break away. And that's what's happening here and now. All of these provinces around the world that the U.S. government worked over the last half century to infiltrate, subvert, overthrow democratically elected governments and put friendly rulers into power, they're all starting to come apart. We just posted a poll up at whatreallyhappened.com about which tyrannical leader will be the next one to be deposed by their people. And it's quite a long list. quite a long list. Surprisingly enough, only 4% of the people voted for Iran, which tells us that the bash Iran propaganda has failed miserably. And that little thing that we put out there about how Iran has not invaded anybody since they became an Islamic state, that's gone around the world. And people are saying, yeah, why is everybody screaming about Iran? It's Israel in the United States that's constantly bombing people, taking their homes. Now we've got this story where apparently Israel is getting ready to simply say, we're going to take control of all these offshore oil and gas fields all along the eastern edge of the Mediterranean. The problem is, a lot of them are inside Lebanese territorial waters. And Israel's saying, well, we're going to harvest it anyway, and there's really nothing you can do about it, which is basically declaring war on Lebanon. They're hoping that Lebanon will react so that Israel can say, oh, they're attacking us, and start the whole war again. In fact, right now, I think the biggest danger facing the world is Israel's desperation to get a new major war going to distract everybody from the foreign policy disasters of the United States and Israel in that part of the that part of the world here. Now, there's one other thing I want to put out there for you to think about. In addition with this idea that this is not just a Middle Eastern phenomenon, that these revolts against the oligarchs and the bankers began in Iceland, spread across Europe, now they're in the Middle East, and they're going to keep on going. They're in Africa. And they're already starting to happen here in the United States of America. There's really no stopping it. It's not a Middle Eastern situation. The other piece of propaganda we're getting is they're all trying to say, oh, it's all about religion. Oh, it's the Islamists this and the Muslim that. And it isn't. It's not secular. It's structural. In Egypt, the Christians and the Muslims were joined together in Liberation Square against a greedy oligarch. Religion wasn't a part of it. But the American media is trying to put that out there to try and make sure that you could not possibly feel any sympathy for these people standing up against their bankers and their governments. Oh, they're Muslims. They're bad people. And yeah, they haven't invaded anybody, but they're thinking about it. They're really thinking about it. So the propaganda on this thing has just gone into total warp drive here. Total warp drive. This is not a Middle Eastern problem. This is not revolution because of religion. It's not a holy war, much as certain parties would like to turn it into one. Speaking of Iceland, the new president of Iceland, who understands that he does serve, you know, at the sufferance of the Icelandic people, has vetoed what is called the Ice Save bailout, $5 billion to be looted from the Icelandic people to compensate the bankers in Europe who lost money when Iceland's economy tanked. And the president of Iceland, even though their new legislature passed this bill at tremendous personal risk to their necks, I might add, the president of Iceland has said, I'm vetoing it. This should be put to a public referendum, which means the bankers are not going to get their money. And I'll bet you none of those legislators are going to win re-election either. Now, let's see. We have Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael.
There. There you are.
I just want to get your take on Germany buying New York Stock Exchange. What's up with that?
Well, I imagine that the holders of U.S. equities would probably be a lot happier if their stock market was no longer in the United States or at least under U.S. control. Because if Germany buys the U.S. stock exchange and they start saying, okay, stocks are going to be priced in Deutschmarks, then when the U.S. dollar collapses, the people who own a lot of stock don't get left holding the bag with the American people.
Wow, okay. That's a good take. A little earlier you were talking about Tarpley. I'm a fairly big fan of his, but the smell test hasn't worked for me either. I got to agree with you about these color revolutions, you know, that he talks about.
Yeah, it's just a way of sabotaging popular support. We got to let you go. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Estrogen. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I said, the enemy of all Americans, the common enemy of the states, the common enemy of us all, is Wall Street greed and money addiction, aided and abetted by a federal government whose officials are invested in those same Wall Street firms. Mussolini defined fascism as corporatism, when government and corporations unite together against the ordinary general population, which is exactly what we have here right now. Under fascism, profits are kept private. If you make a lot of money, you get to keep it. And losses are socialized, meaning if you come up with a harebrained business idea and you lose a ton of money, the people are made to pay for it, which is exactly what happened with all of these bailouts and so forth and so on. And right now, the solution we're seeing all the way across America is to spend all of the public's money on war, on Israel, on Wall Street, and say there's nothing left over for the people. We're getting word once again that Michigan has ordered the Detroit public school system to close half their schools. Obama's new budget emphasizes increases in military spending and cuts to all social services, social programs, infrastructure. You must make do with less because we gotta have more and go out and slaughter the brown people. Remember, history tells us what they're thinking in Washington, D.C. The U.S. government got out of the crash of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash of 1929 by getting into World War II. Here we are in the crash of 2007, and look how hard they're trying to start wars with everybody. There is an historical precedent for the government in Washington, D.C. to barter the blood of your children to pay their debts, or to simply go out and murder the people that the money is owed to. It's a pirate mentality. Okay, William in Arkansas. Aloha, William. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is William there?
He said that I put together from various sources, CDs and DVDs. There are 7 of them. I put them in a pack. It cost me $2.04 roughly to mail each one. But I'm putting out hundreds of these things every week so that I can get the word out about the New World Order, how they started, how they've controlled our government. It entails all the information about the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, what their plans are for America. And I think people should get a hold of this. If they can give me a call and leave their name.
Well, I don't want to put out a phone number here because it will result in your being harassed by a lot of people, and I'm sorry for that. But William, I understand what you're saying, and thank you for the phone call, but I'm going to let you go here because we don't put out phone numbers over the air. It has resulted in some very abusive behavior of people in the past, and so we're not going to do that. As far as the New World Order, it's kind of a generic term for globalism, the one world government, which is not a new idea. I mean, that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. It's what the Roman Caesars wanted. It's what Hitler wanted, global government. Ooh, what a wonderful thing for us. It seems that every 50 to 100 years, planet Earth is cursed with an individual or a small group of individuals who think how much better the world would be if we all ran it. Remember when George Bush used to joke about being dictator? See if I still have that.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Yeah, there we go. Well, we're not laughing anymore. And basically, world leaders tend to think that way. Ooh, if only I could change the world so that I'm in charge of it all. Be the biggest oligarchy of all time. And they have all these little coffee klatch type clubs where they sit around and talk about, wouldn't it be great to have a one world government? The actual push for the one world government, though, was not out at the Bilderbergers or the Illuminati or whatever. It was actually in full view all the time at the United Nations. And it was based on a foundation of 3 pillars. A global flu pandemic, which didn't work out because everybody said, this is just nonsense. We found out in hindsight they were changing the definition of pandemic just to scare us all. The second, of course, was the human-caused global warming crisis, which has evaporated in 3 harsh food-killing winters. And the third was the global financial meltdown, which we now understand was brought about by the global economy itself. So it doesn't make any sense that globalism would solve the problem. It's like backing the Titanic up and whacking it on the other side of that iceberg in the hope that the leak would stop here. Okay, we've got, let's see, Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I wanted to bring up a point I thought you might find interesting because you talk about the effects of the Internet on the Gutenberg Bible and how that changed the world. I mean, you draw an analogy between the two. But I see the Internet also as having a profound effect on the need for teachers. You see, if you take one teacher or the best teacher in the United States to record their teaching of a class or a course in physics or whatever it is, and upload it to YouTube, that will mean a lot of teachers have some stiff competition. And so what I'm saying is that I believe a lot of teachers really are obsolete. I don't think we need that many.
I disagree. And the reason I disagree, all right, I'll tell you what, we got to take a break here. Paul, thank you for the call. And when I come back, I will respond why that does not work.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, American. Welcome back to the show. And the reason I disagree with Paul about teachers being obsolete, for people who are already have a good basic education and who are self-directed, online education can work. And there's a lot of online universities that you can avail yourself of, or you can simply go out on Google and find what you need to know for whatever your application is. But especially in dealing with younger people, education is interaction. And the function of the teacher isn't just to stand up there and spout knowledge at the class to be remembered, although some really poor teachers think that. But the real function of the teacher is to watch the student and make sure they're following along and they understand. And it's one thing for a student who understands their own deficiencies to ask a computer a question about where do I go from here. But when you get a student who's completely lost and they don't even know how to figure that out, then it's the teacher's function to go and talk to that student and say, okay, I understand you're lost. You know, where do you think you are and where do we go from here? And no computer yet has that kind of perception and intelligence and awareness to be able to interact with a child that way. With a televised class project or course curriculum, if your student gets lost early on in the series, there's very little chance they're going to basically catch up. because they're thrashing around. All the new concepts are based on old concepts, which they didn't get, and there's nobody there to interactively correct the situation. So I very, very much disagree that teachers are obsolete. I'd like to see more teachers. I'd like to see more good teachers. And the reality is, if you are planning for a nation that will still be around in 100 years' time, you put the emphasis on your teachers. If you're planning a nation that's only going to be around for another couple of years, then yeah, you spend your money on banks and Wall Street. All right, let's see. Jack Rabbit out of Minnesota. What a wonderful name. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great show. I agree with that, what you said about teachers. We really, we got to start firing some people. Big time. Yeah, but getting back to the global revolution.
Not exactly what I was saying. Okay, go ahead. Global revolution.
Clarify that. But I think a lot of the teachers we've got now need to go in the circular file. I don't have a lot of respect for a university.
Some do, some don't. We need to basically raise the pay for teachers so that we attract really good people there. The reason I stopped teaching over at the University of Hawaii at Manoa was that I could not make anywhere near the kind of money there that I was making over on Lost. And just out of pure financial necessity, I had to stop teaching, which is a shame. I loved it. I loved working with the students. The students loved me. I was considered very effective. But, you know, I got lured away because, you know, the money was better someplace else.
No, I could appreciate that. I know some well-paid teachers that need to be fired. But anyway, getting back to
I know to some well-paid administrators who need to be fired.
Getting back to these the global revolution, you know, I totally agree that there's a massive propaganda campaign being spread out across on all these lackey AM radio stations, American television, etc., to discredit this popular revolution. And I'll just throw this quick thing out there, and you can answer whatever. I'll just hang up. But how come when Ronald Reagan, everybody's big hero with the cowboy hat and the horse and the gun, tried to kill Gaddafi, or didn't, who knows? Oh, he's a big hero. But this guy's own people try to throw him out of the country, and he murders 200 of them. Now, these shills are out here on these stations, just like you said. They're out here telling all this American public, oh, you know, this is all fake. Yeah, well, when Reagan tried to kill this guy, it was okay. But when the people who are living under his boot do it, it's a little different now, isn't it?
Well, basically, the situation back then was that you're dealing with a different cultural awareness. The whole idea of Reagan bombing Libya was sold on the idea that Libya was a big threat to the United States of America, which it wasn't. It was all a setup by Israel, and we get that from a former Mossad agent, Victor Ostrovsky, who's written a couple of books on the subject about how Israel smuggled a radio transmitter into Tripoli and set it up to operate on the same frequency as Libya's military command and started sending all these messages, we're coming to bomb airplanes, we're coming to do this, we're coming to do that. And the media said, oh yeah, Libya's planning all these horrible terrorist attacks. And everybody said, yeah, go get the terrorists. Because back then, when Reagan was president, the American people just did not comprehend the degree to which the U.S. government would lie to us in order to justify wars of conquest on behalf of Israel. And in this case, whether Reagan was a willing participant, probably not, but George Bush probably understood that this was a fake by Israel. These days, we understand. The consciousness has shifted. We, the people of planet Earth, understand that governments always lie to their people. They've been doing it ever since Ramses the Great lied to his own people about defeating the Hittites at Kadesh. And so we understand that reality now. We are a sadder but wiser population that understands government cannot be trusted. And so when we see Gaddafi murdering his own people in the streets of Libya, we're not thinking about, oh, he was a bad terrorist or they were bad terrorists. We're remembering Kent State, and somebody wrote in to remind me of the massacre at Jackson State in Mississippi about the same time in history. And we're saying, yeah, we understand that governments can murder their own people. And we find that an affront to all humanity. So, you know, I understand why there's a difference in reaction.
Yeah, right. I'm right there with you. But, Mike, I'm telling you, you're right on target. You know, these clowns are calling up and saying this, saying that about, oh, it's this Illuminati and everything. Look, okay, we do have these overarching money mongers and international bankers and cheats and crooks. We all know that. And of course they've bought and paid for our politicians. We all know that. But if we don't all realize that we've got to rally around our rights, our own personal rights, that's the key. We all know who the enemy is. The enemy is whoever's trying to take those rights away, and they're right here.
Oh, yeah, they're right in front of us, you know. Yeah, it's right in front of us. We don't need to look any further than Washington, D.C. and Tel Aviv to find out who the enemy is. It's not this, you know, Illuminati, Masonic, whatever. I mean, I'm familiar with the Masons. I've actually been invited to speak at some of their little get-togethers around town. It's a gentleman's dinner club. There's no big, deep, dark, evil thing. But it's a bunch of old guys sitting around and, you know, basically, you know, hey, secret handshake, and we're all buddies. It's sort of Boy Scouts without the knives and camping equipment.
Mike, did you dress up like a clown and drive around a little tiny Corvette? I'm just wondering.
Drive around in a Corvette? Where would that come from?
The Shriners or Masons, you know.
Oh, great. No, the Shriners and the Masons are...
Hang on, man. I got to quit harassing you. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. It took me a while to get the reference. You know, we have a very large Shriners community in Hawaii, and they do a lot of good work. They just built another hospital in Honolulu and everything.
Yep.
All right, Jack, we've got to let you go. We're running out of time, and I want to switch over to Randy in Illinois. Randy, are you there?
Oh, yes, Mike. Hope you're having a good day. I had a question. You threw out Rome and the provinces, and the one thing I haven't been seeing, this is hitting all of the countries in Northern Africa. Well, there's a huge population of Arabs in Israel. When is it going to kick up there, and how well is Israel's economy actually doing? Because I haven't seen any numbers.
Great, man. They got money pouring into them from the European Union. They got money pouring in from the United States. I mean, so far they've soaked us for four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, and no let up in sight. They've got all that money they guilted out of countries for Holocaust reparations, and we're finding out the few actual Holocaust survivors that are out there are living in poverty and squalor. It's just a big, ongoing, huge scam. Plus, they got the money coming in from ecstasy and organ brokering and the rest of it. Their economy is doing really, really well. I think most Israelis live better than most Americans.
Yeah, but America is broke. The EU is having financial problems. I would just think Israel any time now should, okay, we need more money. We're having revolts now. That's the one state I'm still waiting to see this little thing kick off big time.
Well, it may well happen because of the Palestine papers that Al Jazeera leaked. The people in the West Bank now understand that their puppet ruler, Abbas, is as much a servant of Israel as Mubarak was. And they're getting very unhappy. We're starting to see protests there, and it's just being goaded along by Obama's veto of the UN Security Council resolution, which even Haaretz is saying was a huge mistake for him to do. And for Susan Rice to... What?
I tell you what, when the protests kick off in Israel, I think I'm going to go out and get me a double malt scotch. I'm watching that on CNN 24/7. You have a good one,
well,
Mike.
Alright, I'm a fan of single malt, but I'll definitely join you in hoisting a good one. But to get back to the situation, we're starting to see the beginnings of protests in Palestine. There have been, again, some shooting. Israelis are firing on unarmed protesters, trying to keep a lid on that. With the border to Egypt opening up, Gazans are now going to have more food, more water, more medical supplies. They're probably going to start standing up and saying, look, Hamas is the elected leader of the Palestinians. It's time for Abbas to go. So, yeah, I think we're going to see it happen there. Plus, there are a lot of Israelis who think Israel's foreign policy is an absolute nightmare. In fact, really, when we talk about Israel and the atrocious things they're doing around the world, we're really talking about the Likud and the extreme right-wingers. And there are a lot of protests within Israel that they're starting to get up and say, look, we got to start acting like a modern nation. We've got to draw our border and have a constitution and sort of behave like a real legitimate country. And the Likud is saying, no, that's just what our enemies want us to do. And the only anti-Semites have borders and, you know, the rest of this nonsense here. All right, let's see. I think my next caller is Michael in Nevada. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you. Well, when it came to education, I was considering I'm a Y generation child, I see that the education system is broken because teachers started teaching what to think and not how to think.
Bingo. You hit it right on the head.
And now that we have cookie cutter educators who are basically teaching kids basically how they were taught, basically everything exactly the same. We're not being taught how to think, and I had a hard time reading the Declaration of Independence until I started reading what the Founding Fathers actually meant by what they said, and then I went to Illinois to see the library, the museum of Abraham Lincoln, and I was like really wowed by how eloquent it was. But yeah, you still have to use a dictionary to understand what they're meaning because they don't teach that anymore.
Well, they not only do not teach that, but you need to understand that over time our government likes to change the meaning of words in order to change the interpretation of the Constitution. I'll give you a good example. The Second Amendment, when they talk about a well-regulated militia, in the time when the Second Amendment was written, regulation was a mechanical, not legislative term. Regulators were anything that controlled machines, like a speedball governor, a safety valve, throttles were regulators, and ultimately on a rifle, the regulation is the sighting. And so a well-regulated militia in the original 1776 understanding was a militia with the very best of weapons they had, with good sights on them, because it's kind of pointless raising a militia if they can't hit what they're aiming at, in this case, the British soldiers. Now, the other aspect about the language that we see from the Founding Fathers and Abraham Lincoln, remember, they all lived in a time before radio and television and MTV and MP3 players in your ear and video games. Their entertainment was playing with the language. Same thing that we saw back in Shakespearean England, where they would work with alliteration, and the way they would show off to each other was their erudition and their vocabulary. That was how they proved that they were better than people around them. They didn't just go to the store and buy Nikes and the latest trademark clothing to prove that they were superior human beings. They worked to actually be smarter than the guy next to them. That was how they did their one-ups and chest-thumping thing. And so you will see this incredible vocabulary and ability to speak and write, because that was a large part of their social standing, along with their ability to think and put new ideas together in their writings, like Thomas Jefferson used to do.
Like, I had a friend of mine, I was arguing about the Second Amendment, and she showed me her college book, and I was like, okay, seriously, that's it. It was a reiteration of what it was. It actually said what it was not right. It wasn't exactly the way that I had read it in an old history book that I got, and I proved her wrong by getting an older thing and then popping up with the Library of Congress and showing her what the actual Second Amendment meant. And they basically said what their interpretation of it was, instead of saying this is what it was.
So, well, you know, another real common way that the words will get changed to suit agenda is, I've had a lot of people get on my case about my opposition to organized commercial religion, and they try and say, well, you know, you're not supposed to say anything bad about religion because the First Amendment says Congress will make no law regarding an institution of religion. And I've heard that from a lot of people, and that's not the wording. The word was respect an institution of religion, not regarding. And it's the First Amendment is not saying that Congress is not allowed to regulate religions. It's basically saying it's not allowed to respect any one institution over another. And everybody wants to reinterpret the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to suit their own particular agenda. And in a lot of cases, the Founding Fathers did not help matters because in their haste to construct really beautiful sentences, they made a lot of mistakes that left a lot of gray area for politicians to wiggle around in. There's an extra comma in the Second Amendment that has led to all kinds of debate about what was really being intended and meant there.
And I'm on this thing that says when the United States stopped following the Constitution was when the United States started to fall, not when we stopped backing Israel. It's not Israel. Nothing Israel has nothing to do with our with the way that our Constitution was written and the way that our country is following. Nothing to do, and people always bring that up.
That's really kind of gray. Okay, Michael, we got to take a break here. I'm going to let you go here, but in a nutshell, we have had a lot of people in foreign countries who hate the Bill of Rights and opposed it because it was such a threat to their own power. Were it not for the American Revolution, the French Revolution never would have happened, and all of the crowned heads of Europe noticed that. And so there has been a lot of opposition and pressure from outside to subvert and destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which continues to this very day, seems to be happening right before our very eyes. So we're going to take a quick break. Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. It's our last segment today. What a crazy day. Events are still continuing to unfold around the world. And again, I want to get back to the situation. I am very alarmed, and so should you be, over the attempt by government and the bankers and the corporate media to demonize teachers, to make it look like they're the villains here who must be forced to pay for what Alan Greenspan has admitted is Wall Street's criminality and fraud. The expressed policy of the United States government is to solve all of the problems created by Wall Street greed and Washington criminality by continuing to take from the American people. Take your high-paying jobs, take your homes, take your credit, take your education. Take your right to free speech, take your right to travel without having your crotch groped. And on and on and on and on. And now they're trying to take away the idea of unions and collective bargaining. And I'm not a pro-union person. Don't get me wrong about that. Unions have been the curse of my career in all the years that I was in film and television. I cannot tell you the number of times that I was presented with an opportunity to advance my career only to have some jerk with a union badge come in and say, oh, no, no, you can't do that. Our contract says you must use this guy's nephew. I'm not a fan of unions, but I recognize in a fascist state the necessity for them to be in existence. And beyond the issue of union and collective bargaining, I recognize the right of the people to keep that which they have already worked for and earned without having to give it back because the government needs to spend it on Wall Street or to simply see the money they've already worked for and earned magically lose its buying power every time Ben Bernanke turns on that printing press. The United States of America has as many, if not more, reasons to be rebelling than Egypt did. Our government is taking our tax money and spending it on war and a foreign power, and they're cutting social services and infrastructure. The bank manufactured out of thin air a foreclosure crisis to steal your homes, to rebalance their balance sheets when they had to buy back all those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And it goes on and on and on and on. We've got a couple of articles about that very topic at whatreallyhappened.com. And I'm not encouraging violent revolution. That will only play into the hands of the other side. I'd like to avoid a revolution completely. That has been my goal for 16 years. But I have reached the point of understanding that when you have money addicts who see nothing of the world other than their next fix, no matter what it costs and who they have to kill for it, then revolution does, in fact, become inevitable, as John Kennedy said. For years, I have been trying to gently nudge the government into a better course of action relative to the American people. They won't go. And now we're in a situation where I feel, and I think you'll agree with me, that a revolution here in the United States is inevitable. It's only a matter of time. And the government understands it. They're trying to figure out some way to derail it, and they like to play dirty. On that note, we will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, drive carefully, buy silver, buy guns, and aloha, America.